Hi, my name is Jan Barlow, and I want to start off by telling you how much I wish I was in Italy with you today. Innovation doesn't happen without a lot of effort. So imagine yourself as a fireman. You're going to a fire to dry cleaners, and you don't know what to expect. The new solvents are flammable, and the old solvent mixed with water becomes a contaminant. You have an environmental hazard scene on your hands. I was chairman of the board that wrote the policies for the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association in America, on how to handle emergencies at a dry cleaner in America. Prior to this, the rules were very old and outdated. Although America has been a little behind the game with being environmentally conscious, here at JANS, we have been a little ahead of the game. There are really only two types of dry cleaners in America today. There are those that are doing things the old way and using older technologies like PERC, and those that are looking forward to greener technologies. We did a lot of research and we decided on Sensine. We are the first installation of Sensine in the United States. We find that it's been important to our customers that we're a certified green cleaner. They may not know it at first, but once they find out, it's pretty important to them. But what good is it if we don't tell people? So we never miss the opportunity to tell that story. It's flyers, it's advertising and marketing materials with brochures, it's online advertising, social media, occasional television, and we never miss an opportunity to tell our current customers what's new. That's why at any given time, we're working two strategies, one to retain, one to conquer. In my experience, if you're not innovating, you're going away. And JANS is here to stay. Rather than waiting for new customers to come to us, we started a route service to go to them. We have a fleet of vehicles going within a 30-mile radius to pick up our clients cleaning at their home or office. This has provided tremendous growth to our business. And what we've also discovered over these 30-plus years, our business is dry cleaning. Our real profits are in the niche areas, like vintage garment restoration. It takes a lot of effort, and it pays very well, with the extra benefit of referrals. People can't wait to show off their restoration projects. Another profit center is garment alterations. We have two full-time seamstresses on staff. Draperies is another great example. This is a very high-ticket cleaning item, and it takes a certain level of expertise. We have thousands of garments coming in and out of our door every week for dry cleaning. But the draperies, the wedding dresses, the antique restorations, the alterations, that's the growth area. So on behalf of everyone from JANS Cleaners, thank you for considering us for this honor.